in the Senate?
Well, she definitely voted lockstep with the radical Marxist agenda that we've seen in the state of Colorado. Make no mistake, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. And she voted lockstep. Her votes just went straight down the party lines, yes?
They did, and she sits on that education committee. So when Vicky Marble's bill came up to delay Common Core for just a year, Rachel Zinsinger killed it in committee and then has the gall to send out mailers in the district to people saying she's for kids. So, yeah, she voted lockstep and barrel with them on all of their bad bills, all of them.
Well, I'm sorry, Laura. Try to explain this to me. How can you be pro-kids and then kill a bill that would have delayed the implementation of Common Core? Because Common Core has got nothing to do about education or children.
That's exactly right. And her pro-kids statement is just her spin on taking money from the unions, not representing the people of this district. That's exactly the reason we recalled Evie Hudak. She didn't listen to us either. And that's why we're not going to let Rachel keep this seat for more than one legislative session.
Well, and, you know, I mean, Rachel Zinsinger, Evie Hudak, they're one and the same. They have the same failed ideology. They vote lockstep with the Democrats. And you can see the devastation that it has caused in the state of Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we used to be in the top five of growth, economic growth in the country. Now we're, I think, 16th.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah. So let's talk about your candidacy. What is the platform that you're running on?
I'm running on a liberty platform. That's who I am. I believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and I will stand with those documents every day I'm in office. The Constitution and the Bible will be the two books that I use to govern me in doing that job. So that's constitutional conservative, smaller government, lower taxes, conservative.